What's up, everybody? Welcome to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Today is Monday, February 5th. Okay, I got it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I couldn't get it, but I got it now.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7.
Right? I'm from New York, so it's tree.
It's a tree.
So, what's up? We're in the studio today. We got a big show for you guys today. You got me, Johnny Rizzo. You got Mama Dukes. And you got Randy the Wrench over there chilling out. What's up, Randy? Say hello.
Wow, what kind of...
How are you out there, boys and girls?
What kind of speed are you on?
Yeah,
you're like... We have a lot of guests calling in.
Yeah, we have a big show tonight. First, we're going to have from Texas Iron, Curtis is going to call in about the Texas Iron bike event that's going to be going on. I don't remember the exact date on that, do you?
No.
But he's going to be calling in and talking about...
He'll tell us.
Yeah, he'll tell us, I'm sure. He'll be telling us all about the Texas Iron bike event that's going to be happening real soon. I got a video of it. I'll play in a little while, but it looks really cool, man. It really does. Mm-hmm. Plus, we have Johnny Lang calling in.
That's right.
He's got so much going on coming up with these bike events now that he wants to talk about. That this year is going to be the year that you want to do bike events with Johnny Lang. Trust me. Down in Florida, it's going to be crazy down there this year. Plus, we're going to have Mimi and Moto calling in about the Motorcycle Monkeys.
The Motorcycle Monkeys is a children's book.
Yes.
It's really adorable.
Yeah, really, absolutely. Really good.
Really great.
And I'm looking forward to that, you know.
And
first, we're going to have...
Okay, because he doesn't read the show reel.
I don't.
When we actually have stuff going on.
Yes.
Okay. But God before Mimi and Moto, the authors call
right.
in.
That's right.
We're going to have the owners. I think Zach's calling in.
Okay.
And one of the other owners or partners from Helite Moto USA. They're the ones that we showed the video last Monday about the motorcycle airbag safety vests. And they are calling in to talk about their product. They're based out of California.
Yeah, that's a really cool product, too.
It's an excellent product. It saves lives. And we're looking forward to hearing what's new and happening with them.
Yes.
And we shared the links previously. And if there is anybody out there in internet land that actually owns one of these vests, you can actually call in and give your testimonial on there if, God forbid, you ever had to have it deploy.
Yeah.
Which we don't want you to do, but it's always nice to have that as a backup.
Yes, it is. It doesn't hurt.
No, and for the money that you spend for that, it's definitely worth it.
Save your life. You know?
Oh, yeah.
So you definitely got to
do
that.
Oh, it's definitely saving lives.
So, yeah. So, did you enjoy the Super Bowl yesterday?
Uh-huh.
That's it?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Are you happy about the outcome?
Of course I am. I wanted the Eagles to win.
I didn't think the Eagles were going to win, but they pulled it off.
I actually thought it was... me being not a sports person. I actually thought it was a very good Super Bowl. Nobody got, you know, it wasn't like a wipeout or anything. It wasn't an embarrassing game.
No,
right down
game.
To the last 14 seconds.
Yeah, it was really a great game. And I thought Brady was going to do his magic again, but nah, not this time.
Nope.
Congratulations to the Philadelphia Eagles out there, anybody down in the Pennsylvania area. Congratulations, you guys. Well deserved that Super Bowl. It was a fantastic game. From beginning to end, it really was a good game. So
yeah, it was.
Yeah, I have nothing to complain about. But anyway, you want to give us a call, give us a shout at 917-877-5263.
Don't listen to him.
My brain is not working today.
It's 877-917-5263.
Are you sure?
Yes. The area code is 877.
Wait a second.
917.
I might have made some mistakes here.
What did you post?
Wait, it's 877. Wait.
That's totally not our phone number.
Oh, shit.
Johnny Lang. Please disregard the text message that dyslexic Johnny just sent you. It's 877-917-5263.
I'm going to copy this number. I better go ahead, talk. I gotta make sure everybody got the right email.
Oh, my God.
Who did you send them multiple text messages to?
Wait, I just want to make sure they got the right number.
Okay. So, yeah, it's, I don't know. He punches the phone number in every day, guys. This is what I have to deal with. This is, welcome to my radio marriage. Just so you all are aware.
Just
so, Margaret, I'll be Johnny. So, Margaret, Margaret,
how was your weekend?
Okay.
How was your weekend?
Oh, it's great. I got laid as usual.
Oh, jeez.
Did you?
No.
He really screwed up with his text message.
I really fucked up.
I'm going to give some shout outs to everybody who's on right now. We got Chris Harkins. Hey, what's going on, everyone?
Oh,
Kim Roden, you're on. Denise, we love you guys. Clay Tree, hey, all. Texas Iron in the house. That's right.
Texas Iron is in the house. Awesome.
That's right. We got everything is like so many people are commenting right away. I'm like, my eyes are bugging out.
Wow.
We got Gregory Bradshaw, Eagles all day bleed green.
Oh, Gregory Bradshaw. What's
yeah,
up, Gregory?
Fly, Eagles, fly. You know it.
Well, his uncle is actually Terry Bradshaw. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So how do I meet this guy?
I'm
just saying.
You met him already. Right
oh,
there.
Hi, Greg. I'm joking. I'm only joking.
He lives in Florida.
Jane Morris is on.
Hello, Jane Morris.
Terry Hella, y'all coming down for Myrtle Beach Bike Week.
Oh, man.
He's going to be in Upper Florida.
Well, actually, me and Randy were discussing about trying to do both, right, Randy? Like, we were going to do the Panama City and then
shoot down
to Myrtle, but there might be a couple of days.
Yeah, that timing is just not right. I don't think that timing is just right.
Well, regardless of that, we'll try and get wherever we can get when we can get there.
Yeah, we'll give it our best shot.
Aaron Wall is in the house.
Oh, what's up, Aaron, man?
I was going to say good morning, but it's nighttime.
Well, it's good morning someplace. we might have a listener out there that's just waking up to us.
In Australia, they're just waking up.
We could be the morning show somewhere.
We are the morning. We are. We actually are.
God forbid.
Good morning.
Good morning, Australia. There you go. It's morning in Australia and Japan. It's tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Suicide.
I can't
believe I messed up
the phone number.
Suicide.
Did you straighten that all out?
I believe
Radio
I did.
Husband? Okay.
I believe I did.
I'm glad he got his
So call 877-917-5263. Anybody that's out there. Do I have it right here? I do. There it is.
You should put it right on the screen.
It's right on the screen. Call us on that number. Okay, right there. Okay? So Randy, how was your weekend?
My weekend was very quiet. I spent all day Sunday putting together a list of parts for Doc's bike.
The Doc's bike?
Yep.
We're going to have Doc in here one of these days.
We should.
And we are going to have him. Actually, we're going to have John McGrath is going to be coming in a week or two to be
Yay.
A guest. He does a lot of riding.
Yes, he's got a tour coming up, doesn't he? Have
yep,
a group?
He's doing the snake, the dragon.
Snake. Oh my God.
The snake's the other one. He's doing the dragon. I'm off my game tonight, man.
Seriously?
I just drove back from Philly. So I'm.
Well, you're lucky you got out of there in time because there's nothing left.
They probably burned it down.
They burned it down to the ground, I guess. I've heard. I don't believe anything I see, but I'm sure it's not pretty.
I saw a roof collapsed. Somewhere.
I don't know. I'm wondering what they would have done to Philly if they lost.
Oh, my God.
So I don't even want to go touch that subject.
Yeah, I know.
But
I
let's
know.
End that. It's Monday, and we don't hate Mondays anymore.
No, we love Mondays.
That's right, because it's Motorcycle Mayhem Monday.
So Curtis Hardy should be calling in soon.
Mm-hmm.
Curtis, we're out there. Call us now. I mean, I'm just fucking up over here left and right. So
Gary wore his hand out from, you know, his weekend.
Yeah, my weekend.
So if you want to call early, you most certainly are welcome to.
Yeah, give us a shout now if you're not doing nothing. Why not?
Why
Let
not?
It's Motorcycle Mayhem Monday is where we come here, and we try to talk about motorcycles as much as we can.
Right.
Sometimes we go off subject, but that's okay, because it's the bike and lifestyle that we do. So, anyway, Curtis, if you're available now, give us a shout. You know, I hope you can. If Curtis can't call, somebody.
Nah, don't be desperate.
No, because I want to know about the Texas Iron Bike Week. What's going on?
The TexasIronRally.com. Yeah. Yeah. No, well, Curtis will call in. But anyway, I did. We have
Speaking
a caller.
Oh,
I know who that is.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, I figured I'd call you early because you'd ask somebody to call you in.
I knew you were going to call early,
God.
John. I knew it.
Oh, yeah?
I just saw you on your post that you were on the feed. So.
Oh,
yeah. I seen that, but you ask people to call you. Mm-hmm. I figured out, it seems it's kind of slow right at the moment. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a party February 18th, you know, for you two if you want to make it. Anybody mm-hmm. wants to go. In Bohemia. In Holtzville.
In Holtzville?
Yeah. In Holtzville, yeah.
What party is that?
On the 18th.
Uh-huh.
at Satan Steals. Satan Steals 10th anniversary.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah, that's right. I heard about that. That's
right.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah. Sacred Steel, yeah. Okay.
Sacred Steel, yeah.
On the 18th.
And I think it's on the 18th, yeah.
Right, because then
it starts around 1 o'clock.
Then the following week on the 25th is the
The
big dinner.
The big dinner.
Yes.
Yeah, the big dinner. Yeah,
now that I have you on the phone, okay, yeah, I went down to the H. Lee Dennison building yesterday on Sunday.
I know. I couldn't make that. I seen you on there, yeah.
Yeah. So, and that was actually a really nice gathering. So for those of you that saw my video that I actually shared on the Motorcycle Mayhem page because I was posting it for the magazine. Yep. It was a little organized, peaceful gathering of pro-Americans and U.S. veterans and members from Long Island ABATE. And we were standing with our flags and little signs.
Right, yeah.
And it was very nice. You know, honk if you support the veterans. It was nice.
Right.
It was a big cutout of Trump and a bunch of other things going on over there. But it was really nice to see the show of support from the vehicles that were driving, and a lot of people actually pulled over.
That, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was great.
That's cool to see. That's real cool to see.
It was really cool to see. It warmed my heart. People were actually pulling over and thanking the veterans that were standing there with the American flags, and I met a couple of people down there and new people that I hadn't seen in a while, and it was really nice.
That is cool. I like that.
I think they should do it at least once a month on a Friday, you know, wear red, support the vets on a Friday.
Oh,
that
yeah.
would be a
oh,
nice
yeah.
regular gathering.
Yeah. No doubt. No
and
doubt.
It would yeah. big, huge of support. So wave that flag.
Wave it. Wave it proudly.
I just figured I try to make it, but if well, you didn't hear yet, but Gabe had a heart attack.
No, I heard.
With Gabe,
you
did hear. Okay.
Yeah, I heard. Gabe's doing okay, and God bless you, Gabe. Yeah. Yes, and you know how I heard about it.
Yeah. Oh. No, I'm curious now you said it. Yeah.
All right, well, listen, I got a call coming in from Texas that I got to take, John. I don't mean to cut you off. I will talk to you soon.
Have a good, have a good one.
You
I just
too.
Want to give you a short one. Have
Thank
a good
you.
One.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, what's up?
Hold on a minute. I have to end the call before you can answer the call.
Oh, what the hell is this? Jesus.
It's a smartphone.
You're on with Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. What's happening?
What's going on, man? It's Curtis with Texas Iron Motorcycle Rally.
Curtis, hi, Curtis. How do you like continuing to talk while we're trying to answer the phone conversation?
I really didn't know what to do with all that.
Good thing we weren't doing other things with the phone. Just saying.
Easy.
So, Curtis, I got the video here. Do you want me to play the video first, or do you want to talk about it first?
Man, go ahead, play the video, man. That kind of says a hell of a lot right there.
All right, hold on. You can stay. Actually, we can't hear it.
Oh, yeah.
You can hear it. Yeah, so, because we played the video, and it's definitely an awesome video.
Oh, yeah.
So,
man, you know what? I got a good friend of mine. He owns a tattoo parlor down in Victoria, Texas, man, and he just did that to help us out, man. And his name's Ricky. He's a badass, man, and I'm not as tech-savvy as he is, man. He did a kick-ass job on that and didn't charge me a dime, man, just a hook-up thing.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah.
That was really nice of him to do
that. I have the girl sit next to me do it for us. So,
Did you just hear how he said it? I have the girl,
the woman.
How about I am. Well, yeah, whatever I am. Anyway,
down here in South Texas, girl is still not a bad word. That's still a good word.
Yeah.
Down here in Texas.
I'll be correct.
I can accept that down in Texas.
I will be correct. I got the bitch sitting next to me here. Okay.
You know.
The head bitch.
I remember a day that if you called any woman over 30 a girl, she was thrilled. Now, they slap you. I don't get it.
Well, let's talk about the Texas Iron Rally. Let's change this subject real quick. You don't want me going there. So, listen, so when...
Yeah, y'all didn't tell me this was a political show.
Yeah, it is not, believe me.
We're far from that, brother.
So, tell us about the rally. When is it happening?
It is May 11th through 13th, and this is our fourth one, and... we've been doing, I mean, we're just a bunch of rednecks out here in the woods having fun. We got it on it's on a 15 acres or so. It's called Bikers Park. And we have a nonprofit organization called Bikers for Bikers down here. They've been around for about 25 years and they've built this park, on donations and stuff. And it's just what it sounds like. It's bikers helping bikers, you know. So we rent the park. They do the 50-50. That's who we support. That's who Texas Iron supports. So that's where we have our party out there. Now, they have little fundraisers and whatnot out there, but ours is the only over 21 party out there, So we have a hell of a good time.
I mean, it can't be that good of a time if you're under 21. So, yeah, over 21 is the way to go.
Well, they won't let you in if you're under 21.
That's
so
what I'm saying.
Sucks for them.
There's no questions, no BS, man.
No, that's all good.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's all good. And can you tell us a little bit about Bikers for Bikers, the actual organization? Bikers. What do they do?
It's Bikers for Bikers of Texas, Inc. And, yeah, they've been around for a long time. What they do basically is they'll have little rallies and auctions and whatnot, and they take that money and they stockpile it. And if a biker is in trouble, they've got wheelchairs and crutches and stuff. And it doesn't matter if you ride Harleys or Hondas or even dirt bikes or whatever, it's bikers. It's about two and three wheels. Right. And, even if you're down on your luck or whatever and you have say you're down, you're lucky, they won't give you money, but say you can't pay your electric bill. Well, they'll take it and they'll go through the board and whatnot, and if they approve it, they'll take your electric bill and go pay your electric bill and try to help you out.
That's very nice.
They do a lot of things. They help with funeral arrangements and stuff. So this is kind of my pet thing that I support, and all of my guys that ride with us, man, they all support this. And we're one of the rally. I'm the rally owner, but my wife, she's with me all the time, and I've got a barrage of great guys that help out, and they ride with me all over Texas promoting this rally and shaking hands and spreading the good word.
That's awesome.
We got it going on, and it was totally freaking by accident.
Well, you know what? Sometimes the best things happen as an accident.
Yeah.
You know, like my three kids. Hello.
We started this Facebook page because South Texas is very unorganized. I spent a lot of time up in the Houston area, and there's a lot of bike action, and it's very organized up there.
Right.
And down here, it's like nobody knows what the hell's going on. So I started this page to kind of, hey, there's a benefit here, there's a run there, whatnot, and the Facebook group and trying to get it out there. And then the rally kind of spun off of that, and it's a blast. I mean, it's a hell of a lot of work, but we have a real good time, man.
Yeah, that sounds like a great time.
It sounds like a wonderful time.
It sounds like a good cause and a great time at the same time.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, and we do it. I mean, even for pre-registration, we got badass shirts. Let me tell you how our bike show works, man. And I don't know how everybody does their bike shows, but it's people's choice. That's one thing. And another thing is you can't wipe. You can't wipe your bike off. If I catch you wiping your bike off, you're disqualified. I want that buzz on there.
You want
right.
You know. Well, our shirts, we digitize. Our shirts are badass. I don't know if y'all saw them on the page or not, but
yeah.
Our shirts are badass. They digitize. Those are actual motorcycles, man. So if you win the show, People's Choice, you're on the next shirt for the following year.
Oh, that's cool.
So we have a pretty good turnout. The next year, we got this badass shovelhead's going to be on there. But that's how our shirts work. And if you pre-register for our rally, well, you get this shirt. And say, you know, life happens, you know. Say mm-hmm. you can't make it to the rally.
Right.
Well, you paid to get in. You've paid for the shirt. I have your address because you put it on PayPal. So we mail you your shirt. Another thing we do is we guarantee that your shirt's there the right size, man. That kind of sucks when you go to a rally and, you know, you pre-register and you put in there, you know, you're extra large because I'm not a little guy.
Okay.
And you get there and they're like, well, we're out. That was while supplies last. It's like, man, that's bullshit right there.
Right.
I ain't got, you know, so we make sure your shirt's it's the right size. And if you can't make it, we mail it to you after the rally settles down. So
that's
you
nice.
Know, so, yeah, you know, it's just a little to be different, you know. And
yeah.
if you come to our rally, you're going to leave with friends, man. We're not a huge rally. Last year we had, you know, somewhere around 500 people there, and it's grown from 100. But, you know, you're going to come. It's small enough, you're going to leave with friends. I guarantee you that.
It sounds like a type of rally.
I like those intimate rallies
yeah.
where it's not thousands and thousands of people.
But, yeah,
so you get to hang out with the new people that
right.
you meet. Right.
You sit down next to somebody, start drinking a beer, and next thing you know, your friends.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. I like that.
That's we like those types
yeah,
of rallies.
Old school. It's old school. You're exactly right, man. We got showers. We got, you know, we want you to camp, you
mm-hmm.
know. Well, you know, everybody likes to think, I tell you what, we're 15 miles from the closest place to buy a pack of cigarettes. You know,
oh, wow.
we're out in the woods.
Wow.
You know, so it's good riding out there. I encourage people to stay because down here in Texas, we got a lot of wild hog and
uh-huh.
Deer and stuff running around at night. So we want people to stay in. Plus, you know, they might have had a drink or two.
Uh-huh.
So we want them to stay. We got trees that they can camp in and stuff. And,
right.
you know, we, of course, got some RV spots, but we kind of limit that, you know.
Yeah.
We prefer people to come and camp and have a good time We sell a mug that's 14 ounces, and then, I don't know, we just make sure it magically stays full all week.
I like that.
And that's great. And then you get a t-shirt and a mug to bring home with
t-shirt
you.
T-shirt and a mug.
When
yeah,
you're done.
Yeah.
That's cool. I like that.
You know, you get to go home and tell everybody how much fun you had.
Uh-huh.
We have a $500 best wet t-shirt contest on Saturday night, and we have tassel twirling contest on Friday night. Man, that's interesting. If you ain't never seen that,
cattle tossing? No, cow.
Tassel twirling.
Oh,
stage.
I know how to listen. I only have one nipple, but let me tell you something. I can twirl a tassel.
You know what? I thought he said cattle tossing.
Come on down.
I know how to do that.
I like. I know what he said
hey,
right away.
I like cattle eating.
My best friends were all back in the. Never mind. I hung out. Yeah, I learned a lot in my life. So yeah, I can do that.
Oh my god.
I can. Yeah, never mind. I'm going to tell you. I'm not
a
telling
window.
You. I can throw knives. I'm learning how to throw knives,
oh
too,
God.
By the way.
I saw that.
So I'm learning.
Oh, golly.
I saw that.
We don't want to piss you off.
No, don't.
Yeah,
I'm pretty damn accurate.
One tassel twirling distracting me while you're throwing knives at me and shit?
Uh-huh.
No, that ain't working.
Come on. How great would that be at the Texas Iron Rally? Really?
Depend on the other end of the knife.
Yeah, a one nipple tassel twirl as she's throwing knives at
God.
You.
At me. Feet don't fail me now.
I think we can have a hell of the time.
Oh my God, you have no idea.
You know what I like? I like the event I like the best is a cattle eating. That's the best.
Oh yeah, he likes the barbecue, oh. Which I'm sure there's going to be plenty of that.
Texas,
or you know, bring your
barbecue. I think so.
We have one guy, and I mean it's crazy. This guy, he cooks on a pit. It's a big old pit, and he does barbecue, man. But he does barbecue meatloaf.
Wow.
And he puts it in these big badass baked potatoes.
Oh,
stuff is. Oh, it's good. That's Ernie Best. He got married at my rally last year.
Really?
He's there every year. Yeah. Wow. We had a wedding there last year. That was kind of strange, but, you know, hey, ended up being a good time.
That's good.
Wow. That really sounds awesome.
Oh, my God. See, I would prefer going to a rally like this as opposed to, like, a big event.
Yes, me too.
I really would,
to be honest
with you.
What's the exact date on this?
It said it.
What was that?
What's the exact date?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
What's the exact date of the event?
The exact date is May 11th, 12th, and 13th. And my birthday is the 12th, so...
Mine's the 10th.
That's another reason it's on them dates, but...
My birthday is the 10th.
Mine's the 5th.
Really?
Mine's the 5th.
Well, yeah. You need to get your ass down here, then.
Well, I'm thinking Panama City, Texas ain't that far from each other. I mean, what is it, 10 hours?
I do have that clash right there. Panama's always going on during that and Mother's Day, you know.
Yeah.
And I tell
yeah.
people, well, I bring my mama, you have to bring yours, you know.
I am bringing my mama. My mother will love it.
I am the mama.
The mama.
That's it.
We're having a Bloody Mary contest on Saturday morning. We do that. I mean, we do all kind of crazy. We got vibrator races.
Oh.
I can't tell you too much about that. You got to see that.
I just visualized that.
Oh my God.
Okay, and I'm glad you mentioned. I'm glad you mentioned that because I was going to say a really bad thing. Well, not a really bad thing about a stupid people things that I can do with my vagina.
Oh my God. Talk about Bloody Marys.
No.
None of them have Kickstarters, darling.
No.
None of them have Kickstarters on these.
Ping pong balls.
What?
Just picture an automatic ping pong ball thrower.
You throw ping pong balls with your puss?
Hold on. 1,000 twirling, knife throwing.
Oh, my God.
Ping pong shooting.
I'm winning the vibrator contest.
You're like a one-man army over here.
Jeez. Oh my goodness!
I really hope.
I thought Sexy Jenga was a thing until man, you got to come down.
Oh
here.
My God!
Wow,
you know, us New York women.
Mark can go by himself and have all of us. You know?
I'm gonna
ping
come
pong anyone?
I'm gonna come back with autographs all over my body. Seriously.
Oh jeez.
No, I can't believe you really have vibrator races. I am intrigued. I am intrigued.
We have vibrators.
Well,
my rally, we're kind of limited on space, and I think we don't do bike games, you know.
I think
the mini bikes and the slow race and all of that crap's been done to death, you know.
Yeah.
So we do people games, man. We have the skinny dick contest and vibrator races. And,
well, wait a minute. What do you do with the skinny dick contest?
The skinny dick contest?
Uh-huh. I want to know. What do you win?
I guess I have to say, well, what do you buy? Well, bragging rights.
Oh, all right. Well, that's good enough for me. All right. And
we got the whisker contest. You know, the ladies always want to have something that the men are doing. You know,
right?
And I've been approached with, you know, they want the men on the stripper pole. It's like, man, nobody, even the ladies don't want to see a fat nasty biker up on a stripper pole.
That's
you know?
Me.
No,
so
yes, I
like,
do.
You know, we had to come up with something, right?
So, okay.
That the guys could do. So we got the whisker contest, and we don't judge this under the normal way. We line all the guys up. And with the whiskers, and we got a young lady, we put a blindfold on her, she's in a bikini top. And you get to rub your whiskers in her bikini top area, and she goes down the line, and then she picks the whisker
winner. Nice.
You know, so that's that. Yeah, it's a little twisted what we do.
Hey.
Sounds like a blast.
Sounds like fun to me. Just saying.
Yeah, I like it. I think next year, I might have to check this one out.
You might want to grow your beard, your whiskers a little bit.
I mean, yeah, but I have a long whiskers.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
So is this
I don't know if they might.
Can the skinny dipping contest be for like men to like jump in the water and come out wet? Just saying.
I'm not going into too many details, but the skinny dick contest is actually a couples contest.
Oh, okay.
I'm out.
I'm not.
All up in that.
I'll bring my old man with me. I'm sure he'll have fun.
He's out too. Trust me, we'll have fun that.
Nah, you never know what happens in Texas. Stays in Texas.
Well, you need somebody to hold your ping pong balls and your knives anyway. You know?
Exactly. He is my assistant. So, and you know.
Wow.
I can't load him up myself. Just saying.
Well, you got it going on.
I'm dying over here. I'm sorry. I had a rough weekend, Curtis.
It sounds like a blast. It really
does.
It
sounds like it, man. Did you post the videos?
Yeah, well, I'm working on that. It's really kind of hard. I got to set the tripod up right and zoom in where you can't tell it's my hoo-ha, you know. So
you can't tell. Where are those ping pongs coming from?
I drew smiley faces. I actually drew smiley faces on them. I got to make sure they come out the right way.
Wow! So you're not only going for distance, you're going for accuracy and with a smiley face.
Exactly.
Yes. Oh my God!
And being that it's coming close to Valentine's Day, I will personalize a message for the one you love.
Damn
oh
it.
My God! Oh. Wow!
Are you not glad you called in today? Today is a great show.
Listen to what though? By the end of the weekend, she'll be fucking shooting out fucking softballs.
Oh, no, please. Then I'm going to have to go out. I'm going to have to find a lawyer. Never mind. I don't want to insult my husband. I mean, my boyfriend. I can't do that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh. But anyway, aren't you glad you called in?
Oh. Man, this was fun as hell.
Well, listen.
And you
want to check us out, but we're at TexasIronRally.com.
Right.
We got the Facebook group, Texas Iron. We got the page, Texas Iron. Now, look us up. Check us out.
Does everybody?
Thank y'all for having me.
Now,
Does everybody in the Texas Iron group? Does everybody in the Texas Iron group know about Motorcycle Mayhem Radio?
Man, I put it out there. You know. A lot of my people that are riding with me and helping me and doing all the things at the rally that don't get paid or don't get paid enough or whatever. Right. All them guys are watching now. I can't speak for the rest of them. We got 4,500 people on that that site.
Awesome. Right.
But you know what? We need to get them to pay more attention. I can assure you of that.
Yes. Yes. Tell them to get on our page and check us out.
Yeah, we'll keep sharing it. It's just regular Texas Iron is the group page, right? On Facebook?
Yes.
Okay. I think I posted it right. Alrighty.
Texas Iron.
Texas Iron. Thank y'all for having me. Hey, it's been fun.
Thank you, brother. Thank
you. Yeah, and we'll keep sharing your rally for sure. And if you have any updates, you can always post it on our site and we'll get it out to our fans and listeners too.
Yes, keep in touch, brother.
Hey, thank you so much, man. And anything y'all want to post on Texas Iron, motorcycle related, man, I don't care if you got a fender for sale. Throw it on there.
Sounds great.
You got it, buddy.
Thank you so much.
See you later.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Good night, y'all.
Good night.
That sounds like a wild time.
Oh, I'm still Texas grinning from ear to ear.
Right?
Yeah.
And just keep in mind, they got a full carry permit down there in Texas.
What?
Oh, did I? I know how to. I used to work in a gun shop, too. Yeah. Just back in the Island Guns back in Huntington.
Right.
I used to carry there, and I had to learn how to shoot everything in the store.
Right.
They had to teach me, and then I had to get, you know, my pistol permit and all of that stuff. That was fun. That was probably the best job I ever had when I was 18 years old, working in a gun shop right out of high school.
Really?
That was nice. Yeah, that was nice.
That would be cool.
I like skeet shooting. I'm not as good as at it now as I was back in the day.
Yeah, I used to be pretty good at it back in the day, too. But.
Yeah, you know, broken bones and all that good stuff. But it was fun. You know, guys had to come into the shop and get their hunting licenses, and they had to come see me, and I'm, you know, walking around with a 38 in my belt.
There you go. Yeah. Hey, you need to shoot some ping pong balls at them.
Yeah, I know.
It's funny because I used to work at the Consumers Corners back in the day.
Oh, you remember that place?
Yeah. Wow. And the booth right next to us, the guy sold guns.
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
All right, so I had a couple of text messages before we get our next caller, which is going to be Johnny Lang.
Okay.
I just wanted to – there's a breast cancer awareness ball going on and a homeless veterans clothing drive. Our friend Greg from Sin City Cycles just texted. It's Saturday, February 24th, and it's from 7 to 11 p.m. at St. Michael's Hall, 25 Elmwood Avenue in Lynn, Massachusetts. $15 donations welcome.
Okay.
There's a special guest going to be there. Food, raffles, music, and a cash bar. I'll post all these images up and reshare them. And I think it's the same. Is it the same thing? Yeah. It's also. Wait. Saturday is the Winterfest.
Right.
Oh yeah. Oh, Chucky Zito is going to be there.
Oh.
That's the special guest. Wow.
We have to get him on the show.
I'll call him up. I have his phone number. Anyway, if you want more information for this, you can call 781-599-9844. I'm probably going to put – let me put Sin City Cycles website or Facebook page anyway on here, and you can get all the information. But that's actually pretty cool. I think there was one more image. Oh, yeah, he sent me the homeless veterans. Yeah, so they're raising money for the homeless veterans, and it's also a breast cancer awareness ball on Saturday, February 24th, 7 to 11, in Lynn, Mass.
Lynn, Mass. That sounds good.
It's a beautiful place.
Yeah, you should have sent me that picture.
I've actually been through that town.
Oh, wait, we have that technology now. Hold on.
Send me the picture.
I'm going to forward it to our, what are you, production manager?
The production manager.
Oh, my God.
Production,
I'll send you this one because this has all the info. Hold on. Now, how am I going to send it to you? In what format?
Send it any format you want.
Don't say that. We're live on the air.
So you know what happened to me this weekend? I thought it was pretty funny. Uh-oh. Pretty sad, but funny. So my wife tells me that her registration's up for her car.
Right.
Soon, right? All right. So I forget about it. I'm driving home on Saturday. I do some work Saturday morning. I was thinking about, you know, I got to pay for a registration in the car. I'll get that done. As I'm driving, I have to look down at my windshield. I go, holy shit. I pull over, I get out. My truck has been unregistered for 4 months.
Oh, my God.
I had no idea. So I said, all right, I'll go home and get online and do it, right? It won't let me do it. Mm-hmm. It keeps saying I need an inspection. I said, I just got an inspection. It makes no sense. So I call the gas station, ask them if they got me on record. They go, no, we don't see you on record. I go, I just got an inspection there. So I go outside to look. Truck has been inspected for 2 months. I go, I'm freaking near past already. So how'd I go get an inspection?
Time flies, folks.
Oh, you ain't kidding.
That's right. So if an opportunity comes your way to do something, do it.
Yes.
Don't wait for...
That was my excitement for the weekend.
Don't wait for tomorrow, or in this case, a year, or 2 months.
The funny part is, I've been driving around for 4 months with my truck unregistered, right? And I never got a ticket. And I can't believe how many times I parked in the street,
I'm actually surprised because you crossed over a year.
Can we role play here?
Yeah, sure.
I'm the police officer now that just pulled you over. sir, license and registration? No, that's not going to work. You going to cry like a girl?
Yeah, I swear to God, I'm going to do it.
I didn't know that my... Are you aware that your registration has been expired for 4 months?
Fuck out of here.
And
really?
Your inspection expired 2 months ago?
Oh.
I'm going to have to write you up.
Oh, no, please. Wait a minute. We have a children's author's calling. We can't be talking like this.
But children don't listen to this show.
Good.
The crazy grandparents and parents of the kids do that ride motorcycles. And they're going to call in. Right. So, and it's actually, I'm really looking forward to hearing them call in, and Zach also, and Johnny will be calling in too about his events. But I just forwarded you that information,
yes,
so you can
it.
Do your technical stuff on there.
I just did it.
You did what?
I just got it here. And
I just can't believe he just did that on air.
Excuse me.
Oh, my God. I'm going to literally vomit.
So, dude, who's watching the show?
Everybody's watching the show. Jennifer DeCamp. She's like, road trip. I think I know where she's going.
Let's go, Jennifer. I mean, we're there.
Aaron's cracking up. So, yeah, I'm making a lot of people laugh. Red's like, he wants it proof. I'll have a video, Red.
Oh, Red, he wants to load the ping pong ball.
Yeah, no, he's not going to be the ping pong ball loader. That's a lot of practice, let me tell you, for a woman my age to still be able to do that.
All right, well, here, just to interrupt you for a second. All right, there's the Winterfest.
All right, so for everyone there, check it out now. Write down the phone number. Oh, God, speak of the devil.
Red Wolf is calling.
Yes.
Yeah, he's like,
he's on the line right now. So you need proof? My word is not
What's
good.
Up, guys?
My word is not good enough for you, Red.
He's like Beetlejuice. You say his name, he shows up.
Red Wolf, Red Wolf, Red Wolf. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Wanted to let you guys know, let everybody know that I'll be in Virginia on Thursday for Bayside Harley Davidson's big what the fuck are they having?
That big thing.
Oh, they're having a big Mardi Gras party.
Oh, okay.
I'll be there to emcee the event.
Nice. It's on a Thursday, though?
I'm going to put a picture of Red up.
Really? It can't be Friday? Why can't it be Friday?
I'll put a picture of Red up so everybody sees it.
Oh, thank you.
And then I'll be out there with Johnny Lang in Daytona.
Oh, nice. All right.
In March?
Yep.
Excellent.
But we won't be there.
We won't be there in March. We'll be there in October.
We'll be there in October. What? Yeah, we're going. Johnny's going with Johnny Lang. He's going to go with him in May. I have to march in the St. Patrick's Day in New York City on March 17th, which is the other day, you know, in the middle of Bike Week in Daytona. So this is my last event.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to make a special trip in October then.
Yeah,
that would be great.
Could probably ride with me because I'm tired of driving down there by myself. So you and you and whoever you're with or whatever, and you know, this way we can share gas and do whatever, just road trip. But you got to leave little Wood home because he's gonna totally like piss me off and I'm gonna throw him out the window.
But we're gonna have to cut you a little short.
Little Wood goes everywhere I go.
Yeah. We got an 845.
But, yeah, anybody in the Virginia area, stop by Bayside Harley-Davidson.
Okay.
It's going to be a kick-ass party.
Excellent.
Nice, Red. If you want to drop the link on the feed right now so everybody can see it, that would be super cool.
I'm not as tech-savvy as you guys.
Oh, God, that means I got to do it. All right, I'll find it, and I'll drop the link. You know me.
And we'll definitely share your videos as
I appreciate it.
Okay, you got it. Thanks so much
Take
for calling
care, Red.
In, dear.
Have a good one, Red.
All right, guys.
Bye.
Peace.
Peace.
Oh, see, I didn't say his line, but you did.
Oh, I didn't do it. Wait, me.
Whose line is it anyway?
It's Red's.
Wait, wasn't that a movie or a game show or something?
Oh, yeah, that was a good show. Yeah. I'll just let people know out there who watched last week, and we got cut off, like, abruptly at the end of the show.
Abruptly?
Abruptly. That's a new word. Abruptly. All right? What happens is Facebook, once again, they're only letting us do 2 hours at a clip. That's
exactly,
it.
2 hours.
Exactly. We started at 8, we ended at 10. That's it. Can't go to 10:01. They're cutting us off, so... That's the new policy. And what's wrong with my word I use? Abruptly.
I'm sorry.
You don't like my word?
Okay, I'm aging myself, but Norm Crosby, remember the old comedian? Oh, I can't answer that call.
No, okay, that's okay.
Yeah, no, I can't.
Can you do something with it? Or?
Yeah, I am. I'm doing that.
I gotta.
Okay, so his whole comedy routine was... mispronunciating vocabules.
That's what I like to do.
Man. Sorry. Here we go. Well, all right, so we have a call calling in.
California. Hello, you are on the air with Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
What's up, Johnny?
What's up there? What's going on? It's Mr. Johnny Lang. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How y'all doing today?
We're doing really good. So what's happening out there?
Well, we've got quite a few things going on. I'm getting ready to start out the 2018 season here at Daytona Bike Week. down at the Boot Hill Saloon property in Ormond Beach for March 9th through the 18th. We've got some bike shows and got quite a few vendors in there this spring. I think we're up to over 20 vendors already.
Wow.
So we're getting excited. We've got some new vendors coming in, and some of our great regular ones are back again. And so we're excited to get the tour season going here for 2018.
Excellent. And I wish we were going to be there this March, but, again, we'll be there in October. And I'm hopefully trying to get to Panama City in there with you as well. So, but you were mentioning you have other things going on, right? You want to talk about that?
Yeah.
It's all yours.
Yeah, absolutely. I got a brand new bike fest that basically I'm helping start up in Fort Myers, Florida, which is at the Six Bends Harley Davidson dealer over in Fort Myers.
Excellent.
And that's March 23rd through the 25th, which is basically the weekend right after Daytona. So it's going to give a somewhere for all the vendors to go. A lot of times after Daytona, the vendors don't have anywhere to go because there's not an event right after. So
right.
We started a brand new event over there in Fort Myers. So, and that's at that dealership. It's quite a big dealership. It's got its own amphitheater. And,
yeah.
And, so we're excited about that. That's a new event that we got going on. So
excellent.
That's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. You know. That sounds fantastic, though. And so it's right after the Daytona Bike Week, and then you got the Fort Myers. Now, when is the Key West Pokemon? Is that in the middle of there somewhere?
No, that's Key West. What the hell is Key West? I believe it's in, I want to say November. So,
oh,
so, yeah.
Oh, it was then. Oh, okay. I thought it was right after the Bike Week. Maybe I was wrong. But, sounds awesome.
Yeah, so... No, because a lot of vendors come down from that from all over the country, and there's not a lot of places to go afterwards, and a lot of them don't want to go home, you know, after they came all the way down to Florida. So
yeah, exactly.
It gives them something to do.
Yeah, why not? You know what I mean? It was about 4.5-hour ride to Fort Myers, and
it's on the other side of the state. You know, it's on the west coast of the state, so it's down below Tampa.
And now,
not a bad little ride.
The Strip Club Choppers is going to be part of that. Are you going to have one location set up there or two? Or what are you doing?
In Daytona, we'll have two. We'll have our normal location at the Boot Hill Saloon property, on my big rig there.
Right.
And we'll be debuting the brand new trike officially with the poster. So we'll be doing poster signings all week.
Awesome.
And then I'll also have another location out at the Cabbage Patch.
Oh, okay.
Buddy of mine's going to be carrying all the clothing out there, Scotty, with his setup Rally Leather, and he'll be having a large section under his 80-foot tent dedicated just to Strip Club Chopper. So,
oh, excellent.
He'll have two locations during Daytona.
Excellent. Is this your first year over there, or...?
He's had stuff before, and I've actually had franchises set up out of Cabbage Patch.
Excellent.
And, that's world famous for their coleslaw wrestling.
Yep, Yeah, but the only problem with that is they don't show nothing, though. If the shirt comes off, they stop it.
They have to, by law. So yeah. There's cops, in, you know, undercover there.
But you know what they should do?
It doesn't matter.
The little pasties on.
They try.
You know, and,
well, I will say the girls that... are serving alcohol and things like that, they do abide by the law and they do wear those tape-on pasties. Yes.
Right.
So the women that are there at the Cabbage Patch are serving, all the women down in Daytona that are working are gorgeous. So, but they do, the property's great because you can see there's a lot of bike shows going on in different categories.
Oh, yeah.
They had that whole bagger show the last time I was down there.
Yeah, I seen a bagger show there.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yep.
Yeah, we're gonna have three bike shows on my property. We're gonna have the House of Chopper show, which is an open class show. That'll be on Tuesday, and then Wednesday we'll have the World's Sexiest Bagger show. That's my show with the American Bagger and Urban Bagger magazine. I believe that's the 16th.
Okay.
And then on the 18th, the night of the 18th, we're gonna be having the SOS, which is the Sound Off series. That's those guys, Ricky Will and those guys out of Philadelphia.
where they have the sound competition of the beggars.
Oh,
see which one is the loudest.
Nice.
Oh, that's going to be sweet.
Yeah, that'll be on Friday night. Those guys are all coming in, and that's they have some pretty loud and very, very expensive motorcycles that compete in that competition. So
oh, yeah.
Friday night.
Oh,
yeah. Those are all on the Boot Hill property in Ormond. So we have three different biking shows going on there on the property.
That sounds fantastic. Now, Johnny Lang out there, he owns the strip club Choppers. It's not just about the strip club Choppers. He's got T-shirts. I'm wearing one now. I love my shirts. Right? I'm always wearing a strip club Choppers shirt. And you can buy them, right, John? Online, where can you find them?
Yeah.
At www.stripclubchoppers.com?
You got it, all stripclubchoppers.com. And we got a special going on right now. We get a free koozie and a free sticker with every order.
Right.
So I just implemented that as of February 1st. So we'll run that all the way through Daytona.
Nice.
You know, anyone who makes an order gets some free swag to go with it. I shipped a bunch of orders this morning. And,
excellent.
Got those out of here, threw in some freebies for everybody. So people like to get some free stuff with their orders, so we try to accommodate them if we can.
Right. And it's not just T-shirts, because you can get parts for your bike. You get covers, you can get rims. I love those rims. Those rims will look nice on the fat boy.
I got over 200 products. So we've
excellent.
Got quite a lot of different you know, from truck decals for the back of the pickup truck windows.
Nice.
To, you know, patches to wheels to, you know, shift linkages to derby covers, point covers. Obviously a full line of men's clothes, ladies' clothes, jackets, hats, you name it, we got it.
And they're the coolest shirts.
Go to stripclubchoppers.com.
And they are the coolest shirts. I love mine. I got like three of them. I wear them like all the time.
Yes, Johnny, we know.
And don't forget, you got rings also. I got a ring also.
Oh, yeah.
So,
he's going to be your best customer. He's your best. He's going to be your best customer. Seriously. No, but you always, it's good quality stuff.
It is good quality stuff.
I will say that.
Yes.
It's beautiful. You do have a great line of good quality products there.
Yeah. Love
well,
it.
Well worth it.
Yeah, well, we you know, when I get the stuff made, we use the higher quality T-shirts and stuff just because, you know, it's not inexpensive stuff. You know, it's fairly priced, but we want people to buy something and they feel like they've got you know, a quality product, and you know, so we start with a Gildan or a Hanes T-shirt, which are good high quality ones, and then we do our printing on them, and same with the embroidery. The embroidery is done by the same company that does Harley workwear. So,
oh, wow.
In Ottawa, Wisconsin.
That's an excellent company.
Wow.
Yeah, so we try to use the higher quality stuff. And
it's good. I had this shirt, God, maybe 9 months now?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many times have you seen me wear this shirt?
He 24/7, if he could. I mean, every time I see him, I swear to God, he's never changed.
It's been washed so many times, and you know what? Never shrank, never nothing. It's a beautiful quality shirt, man.
It is.
And it's cool looking. I like that. So I urge you, go out there. Go see Johnny Lang. Go buy his stuff, man. It's awesome stuff.
Yeah, now and Red Wolf's going to be down there, too. He just called in. He said he was going to come pay you a visit down in Daytona. So you'll get to see him.
Come see us in Daytona.
Uh-huh.
We'll get you up with a free poster if they come down.
Nice.
Excellent.
Just tell them Motorcycle Mayhem sent you.
That's right. Motorcycle Mayhem, tell them that they sent you. Us. The three of us.
Say Motorcycle Mayhem sent you, and then they're going to kick you off the property. No, I'm joking. They won't.
First time they will light you on fire, and then they'll kick you off. So.
No.
All right.
Well, listen, Johnny, what's next for you now? You got the Daytona is the first thing coming up, right?
Yeah, Daytona, then straight to straight down to Fort Myers, and then And I just got booked for another rally in Angel City, which is in Unadilla, Georgia. That's April 18th to the 22nd. So we're going to be running and gunning pretty hard there in the beginning. So
nice.
Yeah, awesome. Well, good luck to you, my friend, and I wish you nothing but success. And your company is awesome. We thank you for everything you do for us.
Yes, thank you very much.
So,
no problem at all. I appreciate it. You guys have a good night.
You do the same, buddy.
Take care, Johnny.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's great. He's the busiest man I know.
He is the hardest working man I know. It's not easy You know, you think, oh, it's easy what he does. It's not easy what he does.
No.
No, because he's got that, you're going to realize, he's got that 40-foot trailer. He's got, he's hauling all that stuff around, and he's got to crisscross the country for all these bike events.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy probably doesn't even see his home until
I think he's
holidays.
On the road a good 7 months, 7-8 months he's on the road.
Yeah. I bet you he barely sees his home until, like, after October.
Yeah, that's
I think he did. We called him in November, like, just after Thanksgiving. And yeah. I think he just made it back home or something.
Yeah.
You know, and I thought, like, you know, you put, like, the plastic up all over the stuff and have somebody watch your tent when you go to sleep. No, he breaks that down every night.
Every night. Yeah. You break it down.
Loads it up.
Lock everything up.
Right.
Put it back out again.
Well,
yeah.
You know.
So in a couple of minutes, we have the guys from Helite calling in.
Okay.
Moto. So they sent over... I sent you that video, but you don't have to play it just yet, because
nope.
I think it's a short one.
Well, we're going to go to commercial in a minute, just to
okay.
get that out of the way, the commercials. And
and then when we come back... You're such a dick.
She's gonna pop some...
No, I'm not. No.
Hey, I got some leftover pool balls.
No. If I'm able to do that, I'm retiring. It's not gonna happen.
I'm not even.
Don't go there, Randy. You're the nice one.
Randy's speechless over there.
I don't know. Mama's coming out of her shell, so I'm not shy anymore.
My goodness. So, all right. So I'm gonna hold on. We're doing this now.
Yes, do the commercials now, because then we have a couple of minutes, and that actually might actually, like, flow right, you know?
All right, I'm going to start off with, just so if anyone missed it, the Texas Army video real quick.
Okay.
All right, and we'll be back.
Everybody has been a village idiot at least one point in their life. I don't think there's any day that I've walked out of here without having at least 5 laughing fits. Because the staff that we do pick here too, they're a little outside of the box. They definitely are, and that's how we like it.
A lot of stuff we make here is from scratch. It's a very affordable menu. We're always running different specials. We do have the best happy hour on the whole entire strip. You'll be happy when you leave and you're going to want to come back, and then now you come back, but you're going to tell your friends and bring them back with you. My chefs are amazing. They put their heart and soul to everything we do. They have a passion for cooking. Like, I have a passion for owning a bar and bartending, and we've all been bartenders at one point or another. These are my managers, and they're my backbone. Two years after initially opening in 2010, we expanded into the dining room. And now we open a new place in Oakdale, Village Idiot Irish Pub.
I got together with my partner, John, who started the Village Idiot Pub in Patchogue about five and a half years ago. A lot of regulars, a lot of local Oakdale people who were extremely happy to see us put out a good product and renovate the entire place.
We wouldn't be here without our loyal customers and without that huge fan base. We wouldn't be here if not for them. So I do appreciate my lovely customers that come here. There's something for everybody here. You have the theater, and you have all the different restaurants and the bars. You have down by the water. It's really amazing to see this revitalization of this town. There's no stopping the Village of Patchogue from getting any better than it already is.
We are back. with Motorcycle Mayhem. That was the first half of the commercials, and we'll do more commercials in a little while.
Right, we are back, and right, perfect timing because the show is like running like super great.
Yeah.
We have Zach on the line. Zach, you are live now on Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. How's things going in California?
Oh man, fantastic! It's good to be on Mayhem Radio.
Thank you for calling in.
Yes, thank you.
And for all of you that were watching the show last Monday, Zach is calling in from Helite Moto USA, and they are the manufacturers of the motorcycle airbag vest. If Zach, if you want to hang on just a second, we're going to play a little quick 30-second promo for Helite. You want just hang on?
Yep, there we go.
He rides a motorcycle and says when a car slammed into him, throwing him 15 feet into the air, something he was wearing came to the rescue.
This kept me from either not being here,
right,
or at the very worst, or the very best, probably being a quadriplegic.
In July, Jim Rasmussen was in a very bad crash.
Well, I prepared for a really bad accident, blood, bone sticking out.
Even the first responders couldn't believe he was alive.
Motorcycle versus car. Obviously, one's going to lose, one's going to win. And 90% of the time, the motorcyclist does not win.
He's doing fine, except for a bump to the head and an injured wrist.
It's not displaced. It's supposedly not a very bad fracture.
And he says it's all because of his gear, a sturdy helmet and jacket, and this unique blow-up vest.
But it inflates, supposedly, in a tenth of a second.
When the biker flies off, the vest inflates, protecting the biker's body.
I wouldn't recommend it to anybody.
It saved me from having a broken neck.
$600. But for him, it was well worth the investment.
Would have been worth twice the money, 10 times the money to me.
Wow. That's really an awesome video there.
Yeah. Did you see which video that we were playing, Zach? We were playing.
I like just got home.
Yeah, Jeff.
So I don't actually have it put it up, but I probably have seen the video before.
Well, we played the one with the newsreel from Jim Rasmussen, with the news report.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it gave a little his description and what happened, and then the little quick demo for everyone.
No. Mm-hmm.
So, how long have you guys been in business doing this?
Well, so Helite is a French company, and it was founded by Gerard Sevenot. And Helite's been around with our patent for a little over 20 years.
Okay.
And it's very popular in Europe and in other parts of the world. And it's just now kind of gaining ground in the States, and we've been doing it here for a little while. But long story short, it started as a company that created an airbag system for light aircraft and like Delta wings and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so there were a lot of really terrible, there were a lot of really like terrible fatalities and serious injuries that were happening in the sport. And Gerard developed this airbag system, and it was so effective that the French government actually approached him and asked him to try to integrate this into other markets where, it would be valuable. So that turned into motorcycling, equestrian, like horseback riding, skiing, bicycling. Like we actually have some systems coming out for downhill, like mountain biking and stuff. And now with the hip air, we'll be entering into like the senior market as well.
Wow. Okay. That now this thing is designed to on impact, or I mean, how does it actually know when they go off?
Yeah. So the Helite Moto stuff for the motorcyclist, it's a tether-based system. So okay. You have a tether that's attached to the motorcycle, usually at like a frame, a hard point. And that tether is about 12 inches, and it's elastic. But when you get into an accident, you move, roughly 5-6 inches off the motorcycle,
right,
any which way, forward, backwards, left or right. And there's an articulated keeper in the mechanism, the vest or the jacket. And that goes at only under 60 pounds of pressure. So it doesn't take much.
Right.
Getting off the bike, it's not going to, like, deploy it, but in an accident when you have, like, you know, a 400 to 1,000 pound motorcycle, depending on what kind of bike you have, that goes down, you kind of move away from it. It pulls very easily. And, yeah, deploys the airbag in around 80 milliseconds.
Wow.
Wow, that's fast.
That is fast.
That is fast. That's, yeah. Originally, when you started the company, you only had you had just the turtle vest. Am I correct? That's the one that's the bright yellow
yeah.
one? Right. So you've since now
yeah.
developed a whole line, which I think is amazing, with mm-hmm. it built into the jackets and different types of jackets. You have tell everybody the types of jackets that you have available.
Yeah, totally. Well, yeah, so the turtle vest is like it started as the air nest, which was something that was really the overall, you know, totally encompassing sort of system. So it's covering, mobilizing your head and neck, you know, your torso, protecting your ribs and organs. It's constricting and stuff, you know, to stop from torsion or twisting. It goes all the way down to your hips and tailbone. And that's what Tila entered the market in with. And so now after the many years we've been doing this, we've finally been able to integrate it into, like you've mentioned, plenty of other jackets and other type of vests. So right now, we have the turtle vest, we have a leather airbag vest or leather airbag jacket, the Roadster. We have adventure jackets. We have a track vest. We have a leather vest. We have a woman's leather jacket, and a vintage jacket as well. So those are the items that we have right now.
Wow, that's you guys have come a long way since you first started out, and so. For those that, you know, don't want people to actually, you know, see the actual vest, but now you built it into leather wear, which, you know, we're all supposed to wear proper protection when we're riding our motorcycles.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have this
yeah.
this airbag system built in, which is great. I think what
yeah.
you're doing is fabulous. And they are also Motorcycle Mike Esquire. We have a poker run coming up on May 6th. And the grand prize winner of the poker run will get a gift certificate to Helite Moto USA to purchase. We're going to give the difference so they can purchase a turtle vest. So what better way to do that, you know, and get it out there and win something like that. And it's all the money goes for a good cause, you know, the Canine Companions for Independence. That's Sunday, May 6th. Save the date for the poker run. They are...
Yeah.
You guys did a great thing for that, and I'm very excited to actually, you know, to be able to keep promoting this for you, because I was in an accident,
yeah.
and there are a lot of people that are listening and watching our show that have also been in accidents and lost people because of it. You
oh,
know,
yeah.
it's simple, you know, simple things.
Yeah,
you know, just going down,
yeah.
and, you know, around the block. But you did mention now you. And I did look on your videos. You expanded your line, and you have this belt that older people mm-hmm. can wear for senior citizens, because the most common injury with seniors is hip fractures.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
I really hope this product goes well. I mean, I don't know what you're doing in sales right now, but, I mean,
mm-hmm.
I'm not a senior yet almost. Well, I have my AARP card, so I won't go there.
She's there.
But, no, I'm being serious. But actually, the belt, for those of us even young and drunk and stupid, I mean, that would be a great thing to wear when you go out to a bar. But, you know, for our parents and all of that, a little wobbly, I like that belt because that detects motion from the center of gravity.
What?
So that's a lot of scientific stuff built into this thing.
Yeah.
So as soon as it gets away from the center of gravity, it deploys. On this, only on one side, the side that you're going to fall on, right? Am I correct?
Well, yeah. So it's a full system deployment, no matter what, just in case, and it covers, like, you know, left and right and your rear. So it's a totally different system. It's a digital system, and yeah. So there's a lot of gadgets and accelerometers and data points in the belt, in the mechanism. So it's a little high tech. We're really excited about it. You know, it's something that is obviously there's a need for it. You know what I mean? And it's going to help people protect themselves when otherwise there is no protection. I mean, the same goes for motorcyclists.
Right.
The core purpose of Helite is to protect people. You know, and I kind of like to stress this a lot because people probably assume because it's a company, it's like, okay, you just want to kind of sell me an airbag vest or something, and there's plenty of them out there, so how can yours be better? It's like, well, we just want people to adequately protect themselves.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, not, it's only been a few, what, like a decade, two decades that, that states have had helmet laws.
Right.
And it's like, you know, I understand that people don't want to wear helmets, but if you look at the numbers, I mean, that stuff, it really brings down a lot of terrible injury, you know.
Yeah.
In the event of accident. And when you start to compile that gear, you know, obviously in the inception, it's like maybe a little bit too daunting and, you know, maybe with like the air nested too safety gear looking. So that's a legitimate concern.
Right.
And eventually it's going to get down. Eventually we're going to be able to protect people adequately, you know, where there is no protection right now for the most part.
Yeah.
So that's the main goal. You know?
Yeah. I mean, and you guys have, you know, your designs have changed, you know, through the years. Like you said, you know, hey, it's like bikers wearing black t-shirts in the middle of Sturgis motorcycle rally and no helmets. So you're getting, the sun is beating down on your brain and you're dehydrating and you're sweating to death wearing a black shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Black absorbs, white reflects. So it's like, okay. But yeah, we're cool. So we want to, you know, we'll wear black leather and do whatever. But I like where your company's going. Now, I had a question because a lot of the demos I've seen have been with the rider, okay? I haven't seen too many with the rider and the passenger wearing. Now, I know, you know, it's tethered with the rider, obviously, if he's solo. But a lot of incidents happen, and I don't, you know, I'm not saying that's a bad thing or a good thing, but a lot of incidents happen with the passenger when they're on the motorcycle. There are times that they don't actually get thrown off. But sadly, what happens on impact is from the hyperflexion, hyperextension injury of them, just with their head, whether they're wearing a helmet or not, they break their neck on impact being a passenger because you got the driver in front of them. The bike just hit a solid object doing any, you know, you could die at 30 miles an hour, 50 miles an hour, doesn't matter. So with the passenger, does their tether, does that have to be, you know, attached to the driver, the rider of the motorcycle? Should it be attached to the front? Because, you know, sometimes they don't get pulled off that bike, but the force is there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. No, that's a great question. The system is very similar, so it'll be a tether, but you'll obviously have it closer either on like a sissy bar or maybe if it's a sport bike or something, you'll attach it to one of the crossbars into the seat or something.
Okay.
But really, you know, and a lot of guys, like, you know, as we've gotten more and more well known and more popular with folks, there's a lot of people like, well, what if I low side? What if I don't leave the bike? And, you know, in your example, you know, the passenger might not leave so far from the bike. They might stay with it. Really, you're only to activate the vest, and you can see it in a lot of those videos, and there's some crash dummy, like, footage. You're only moving, you know, 6 inches until this thing goes off.
And wow.
It's really not, it doesn't take that much. So,
right.
You know, the passenger stays with the motorcycle, they're probably going to shift forward if it's a head-on collision or at least be pulled, you know, a few inches away from the bike.
Right.
You'll get deployment from that back. There's actually a number of race videos on YouTube where, you know, track riders low side and the vest goes off, but the guy stays with the bike.
Right.
And that's really the reason. It's even though you're tethered and even though it looks like you kind of stay with the motorcycle, in any sort of accident, you are moving.
Right.
And it's because the threshold's not super high with that 60 pounds of pressure, it's kind of the sweet spot. That's why, I mean, we hold that patent. The design it's an excellent design. I mean, that's really all I can say about it, in that it's trying to check off all those boxes and all those wild scenarios in, you know, all types of accidents.
I think you guys got it covered.
Yeah, man.
I really do. Randy, do you? Randy's our in-house.
I'm just really impressed with the whole
setup, right?
And I really am going to really look into it. I want to see more about it.
Yeah, I want to. I'm definitely going to, you know, put my my money aside and definitely invest, because it's an investment in safety. So you get motorcycle insurance, you have a life insurance policy, you have car insurance. Yeah. Well, you know, I would look at this as additional insurance for riding on the motorcycle for sure.
Why not?
You know, because it's not really about us so much as everybody else around us and the conditions of the road. You're on two wheels. We know. We know. We have a hard time avoiding potholes.
No protection,
with our cars here in New York on the East Coast. I know California doesn't have that issue as much, but California is very congested.
Oh, yeah.
So let me ask a question. Oh, yeah. Did you ever call the California Highway Patrol and Chips and ask them if they want to, buy your vests?
Yeah.
I think that might be cool.
I know that we've in Europe, in fact, a lot of cities and certain countries have like their motor patrols
right.
are totally covered with ELAC.
Nice.
In the States, it's just a little slow going. It's excellent over there, but it's a little slow going over here because every time we kind of reach out, I shouldn't say they want it for free, but they definitely
they definitely
have a problem with the price.
Yeah. But that's what the budget is for the police department. So, if they have a budget, they can, you guys can make some money if they're buying in mass quantity, to do that. But, I mean, I'm seeing this product being available not, just for, everyday rider. Obviously the racing circuit, which is a great thing to have. You should call up John Blackstock if you're watching or listening to the show for the flat track racing. It's just something that needs to be more visible, I think.
Yeah.
For people to
We had a 2017 was really great. We've been sponsoring a lot of racers, flat track and just track. We're always trying to get more visibility out there because, like I say, though, what's more important is that people are wearing airbag protection. So even if you decide to go with somebody else, like, man, riders with motorcycle performance in the last 20 years, it's the performance is exponentially expanded. It's ridiculous. You know what I mean? Like the horsepower rear wheel for sport bikes in general is, 40% more than it was 10 years ago. Sort of deal. Right. So you have the capacity to, have fun, and go fast. And that also equates to a little bit of danger, right? There's a little bit of more risk. There's a little bit of scenarios that people that maybe aren't, veteran riders or even veteran riders, you can make mistakes. And so you want to be covered, right? So that's really the point. That's the whole deal.
So I think it's a great thing, again, and I want to thank you for taking the time out of your schedule there. For calling into the show and letting people know about it. So it's Helite, Helite, Moto, MOTO.com, right? That's the website?
Yeah.
So for all you people that
you
are...
Guys,
I think I dropped the link on there.
Let me also say, if you guys want to do a deployment on the show, I mean, if there's like, if you start to look at a jacket or a vest, I mean, let me know. Because I would love to be able to send you guys that so the viewers can see, what kind of system.
You could totally do that, and then
Triple X.
and send us a couple of cartridges because I want to beat Johnny on the back with a bat, like in the video, and then we'll ship it back when we're done. But yeah, totally. Yeah. Actually, we could probably bring it with us to we got the big mountain run coming up.
Oh yeah,
in June. It's an event we do. We like to go to it. Chris Callen and Heather Callen from Cycle Source Magazine. So you could give them a shout out, and if you want to do some print advertising, but we could probably do a live. We could actually use that. Could be one of their silly contests. They do all these different contests and stuff. But yeah, we'd send us the demo, and I'm sure we'll find somebody that will want to wear it when they're doing these biker games. And we'll do a live video from BMR, or do video from BMR, and then you can have that as a video reel for you guys,
Great,
as seen in the BMR or wherever.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, when we go to Biketoberfest or Somewhere. We'll deploy it somewhere, but I really want to be Johnny over on the back with a bat.
She wants to hit me with ping pong balls in the back.
No, no, no. That's the beginning part of the show. If nobody was watching, too bad. Anyway, this is the serious part of the show where we really care about this, because we do.
No, I'd really love to see this.
Yes.
Yeah. I will, Zach, I have your, we're in contact through email because of what you're doing for Motorcycle Mike's poker run. And so I'll email you the address there, and you can send the, you know, you can send the demo vest at some point. I'll let you know what date, because obviously we want to do it outside. We don't want to do it inside the studio.
Yeah, yeah. And we can do it outside now.
Yeah, but I'm not going to do it outside in the cold.
No, yeah, no.
We'll wait till it's a little warmer. Oh, that was another question too. I wanted to ask you because I know with the cartridges. The vest's reusable, folks. Just right? It's reusable.
Yeah, I should probably go into the spiel about it. Yeah, so all of our vests, you know, it's a mechanical system. There are no false positives when it goes off. It's 100% reusable, so there's really no expiry point for the vest. It can keep being deployed. We have vests that we take to demos and stuff that, I mean, they've been deployed thousands of times. And without issue. The only thing you need to do is just replace the cartridge, and the cartridges are like $25.
So. Right. Okay.
Well worth it.
Yeah, no, I mean,
definitely well worth it. So, Zach, I want to thank you again for calling in and giving out more information on your product. I'm so excited. I can't wait to get this demo vest so I can be Johnny
thank
with
you
a bat.
Yeah. Thanks for having me out.
It's not a problem, and we'll be in touch, I'm sure, and hopefully we'll see you out, you know, at an event somewhere along the lines.
Yeah.
And I'll send that email out to you tomorrow when I get in the office. Okay.
Excellent.
That sounds good. When you get the vest and you get crazy with that bat, be careful. Make sure they got their arms forward. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. They'll be here. Yeah, his arms will be forward, choking me.
I don't need a XXX, okay?
you might find that you have like way too much fun wailing on another human being with a bat where they are not killing anything.
Oh yes,
the videos don't do it justice, man. People are really swinging those bats hard.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Well. Johnny's going to be the test dummy.
That'll be the test dummy, man.
Crash.
So excited.
Dummy.
Thank you so much for calling the show.
Thank you very much, Zach.
Yeah. And we'll talk to you real soon.
Thanks for having me. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Ooh, I can't wait.
I know.
Yeah. I'm really impressed with that whole thing anyway. So.
Yeah, me too.
I am totally impressed with that whole thing.
Look, if I was wearing one of those when I went down on the expressway today, I wouldn't be whining and complaining about every time I get up.
I wouldn't have had a broken neck in four spots or broken, you know, a broken tailbone or nothing. I might still have a couple scratches, but like that video of that gentleman, Mr. Rasmussen there, you know, he injured his wrist. But I mean, come on.
That's minor. Yeah.
That's minor. Right. And if you guys actually go to HelightMoto.com's website and view their videos, there is an actual video. They shortened it because it's over 4 minutes long.
Wow.
But a brand new rider, and this happens even in cars.
Oh, yeah. Up,
brand new rider, and he filmed the whole thing. We have, another caller calling in, so just hang on, folks.
Hello, you're on the air, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Oh, hey, it's Mark with Mimi and Moto.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Mark.
Good, is Randy?
Randy's here.
Hi, Mama, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Awesome. I'm Johnny. That's Randy. And that's Margaret. Yeah. Okay. So what's happening, man?
Nothing much, man. Just sitting here watching the show, enjoying it, and you know, kind of really curious about the last call you had on from Helite. But, you know, I got a feeling in a few years that's just going to be standard. Standard for basically everybody on a motorcycle.
I think every motorcycle dealership should carry these in stock. Especially if you're a new rider. I mean, but even not if you're a new rider. I mean, just in general. I mean, I think. Because,
applications are almost endless.
Their applications are endless. I mean, you could even use them, you know, if you're out on a jet ski racing. I mean, that's what I'm thinking, you know.
Right.
You know, it's just, I wish I had this vest in 1996. I really do. I wish I had, yeah. I wish people that I lost had this vest.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, people need to know more about it. So hopefully, you know, we'll keep spreading the word and Helite will start getting some calls. It's Valentine's Day. So, you know, share the love and protect the one you love and That's buy right. one of these damn vests instead of $100 on flowers. You there know, you go.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. So you have
I would also offer. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, I was going to kind of try to segue into talking about the book, but I think even beyond the safety issues that it raises and how it can keep riders safe, you know, I think it really also speaks to getting more people into motorcycling.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, obviously a huge reason why Nancy and I got into doing what we're doing with the book. But when you talk in terms of, you know, you look at what's going on right now with professional football, you have parents who are very concerned about the concussion issue.
Right.
They're not letting their young boys right. and the kids play football. And I think this whole technology with the vest, I believe MotoGP is making it mandatory for all riders this year. You're going to, you know, once people see it on the racetrack and see its effectiveness, mm-hmm. and I do think it speaks really not just to keeping people safe, but really growing the sport. If people feel like, hey, I can do this, and it's not as risky as I thought it was because I can wear this vest, I think that speaks, volumes to what needs to happen as far as for, you know, growing the motorcycle
right.
industry.
Just think about the motocross world.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, just with the kids alone, you know. I mean, they're protected, you know, they have the armor and everything. But like you're saying, segue into your book, Mimi and Moto, The Motorcycle Monkeys. Now, who came up with this concept?
I think it's adorable.
The concept came from, let's see, our daughter was about ready to turn 4, and when she was probably about a year and a half, or even a little bit younger, we were potty training her. So we would give her books and then magazines to keep her seated. So some of those magazines were motorcycles. She was kind of pointing out, that's a motorcycle, that's a motorcycle, that's a motorcycle. So when my wife and I saw that, like, awesome, let's go get a book for her. And we got online and looked, and though there are motorcycle books out there for kids, we really kind of looked at everything and thought, wow, these books just look like nobody's really done one recently. And we just kind of thought the illustrations looked a little older. There was, you know, for a child who's, you know, a year and a half, you don't need a lot of text. You need big, vibrant colors and pictures. So
right.
we had a couple cocktails and you know, kind of talked it out. And really, you know, a lot of it, too, was just doing some research. We were not, I think there are some parents who get into making a book or doing something because they're parents and that sort of motivation for it. For us, we really looked at the motorcycle industry and we really felt that there was a niche that we could carve out providing motorcyclists with tools, with characters to get kids into motorcycling, not when they're 7, 8, 9, 10. Our thinking is like, well, boy, if you can start getting kids into motorcycles when they're 1,
mm-hmm.
oh, yeah.
2, 3, 4, 5, and it's our opinion that if you can get a child interested in motorcycling in those formative years, you probably have a rider for life.
Yeah.
And that's really, absolutely. I think, from a business standpoint, that is how we looked at it. We didn't just say, let's do a book. We're parents. So cool. We really looked at it and said, and that's kind of like our elevator pitch. If somebody says, what are you guys trying to do? Our quick answer is, you know, we're trying to become the Dr. Seuss of the motorcycle world with more books,
right.
merchandise, and animation. You know, we have characters. We certainly want to look to try to get the characters animated at some point. So that was really, our daughter was the inspiration. We just couldn't find something that we liked, so we made it.
I think it's adorable. The concept
really is
adorable. Now, from doing my research, you're in your third printing of the book? Is that correct?
We are just about ready to sell out of our third printing. We placed the order for our fourth printing earlier in January. So we started on this little journey late 2016. So early 2017 was effectively our first year. You know, you don't know how something like this is going to go until you get started.
Right.
We didn't know how the book would look. We didn't know how it would be received by the industry. You just mm-hmm. don't know. And sometimes in life you just say, let's just try it.
Yeah.
And if something works, great. And if it doesn't work, then we move on to something else.
I think it's
but
great.
We've been very...
I love the whole concept, the whole idea.
We were shooting for great.
I think it's great.
It's fantastic.
I wish I had this book. See, my son, who rides now, he's 20-something. I won't say his real age because I forgot because I really don't want to believe he's that old. But when he was two, his grandfather rode, and his grandfather used to take him riding on his Harley. And I got him, you know, his boots, his jacket, he, you know, his helmet. But, you know, he'd ride him in the parking lot or he'd ride him around the block, you know, in safe areas. Because technically, you know, that's being a bad, nowadays,
yeah, right,
politically incorrect to ride your two-year-old kid on the motorcycle. But he did it in a safe environment. But I, because this was his grandfather's lifestyle, it's my lifestyle. That's how I grew up. My dad took me riding when I was, you know, 4 years old.
My father too.
And we, you know, and it was the best experience. And our parents and our grandparents, you know, did it the right way as far as, you know, not doing idiotic things. But if we had this little picture book, it probably would have saved a lot of arguments between the grandparents and the mom, you know, and this one and the neighbors or whoever. But the picture book probably would, it looks like it would invoke that same interest to a two-year-old or a three-year-old or a four-year-old and have them involved, you know, without actually, like, so they wouldn't have the fear of, you know, of getting on the bike or the fear of others,
but,
I should say.
But not even just that, just the safety, it becomes automatic.
It becomes automatic, right.
And you can only teach that when they're really young. I mean, that's when you...
Hey, it's talking about young, man. Yeah. Next thing you know, they'll know what's going on.
Well, he learned, you know, when he was 8 and 9. I guess he had the, you know, I'm sure with your kids, they're going to have a little mini motorcycle of some type to actually physically drive, like a dirt bike or, a little, you know, something, you know, just to get him involved in it.
Where can you find these books?
People can go to our website, which is simply mimiandmoto.com. Obviously, we've got it up on Amazon and eBay and Etsy. We've been really fortunate, too, for those of as far as notable retail locations that we've got it in, the Barber Motorsports Museum in Birmingham, they've got the book in their museum gift shop.
Wow.
We've got the book in the American the AMA's Hall of Fame, they have some books in the gift shop over there. The National Motorcycle Museum has got some copies there. Last year we had the book available at, I think out of the 10 Moto America races, I think we had the book available at 6, and we're looking to have it hopefully available at all 10 races this year. So, us, the best place, and the other thing too that we really did last year, which is invaluable, is just really going out and doing as many events as we possibly can. If we're someplace where people can physically pick up the book, touch it, look through it, and then you can talk to people, you know, the people that we've met doing the events. Again, it's great that we're selling it online and whatnot, but we're so, you know, we kind of consider ourselves really early in this process. So, you know, for the foreseeable future, getting out, doing events. I was down in Panama City Beach for Lucky 13. In the fall.
Right.
So, you know, the nice thing about the book right now, the way we did this first one, we recognized, boy, we need to be able to do any kind of event. So, you know, I can go to a Moto America race. The next week I can be at a biker rally. I can go do a motocross race. We tried to put the characters on a lot of different styles of motorcycles with really that thinking in mind that let's have something here for this first sort of, you know, foray into the market and make sure that we can do as many different kind of events as possible and really just kind of cover our bases. So that's, you know, it's going to be a lot more of the same here in 2018. You know, just get out there and keep building our brand and, you know, really work hard to get the second book out.
Yeah. Plus, you got T-shirts for sale, too, right? You can buy some
T-shirts. We've got some T-shirts for sale. On the front, we've got the logo, and on the back, we decided to go with Future Motorcycle Rider. You know, it is and it's unbelievably, I think we kind of sensed it when we got into this late in 2015, obviously 2016 and 2017, a lot of selling the book. But, you know, anybody paying attention to the industry right now is painfully aware of the situation that the industry is in.
Yes.
And the industry is trying to figure out how can the industry do a better job of getting riders. And there's, you know, there's two ways. They only come in two ways. Either you find an adult who chooses that and makes that decision to go and become a motorcycle rider, and that's one way to get new riders. The other way, which is where we're focused on, is really at what we kind of consider the ground level. I kind of joke when we're doing a lot of events, I'll tell people that, you know, you just come up with this list of things in your brain to say, and I kind of joke that I consider what we're doing as, you know, motorcycle industry fertilizer.
Oh.
Yeah. It's critical. Yeah.
That's true, though.
It's critical.
You're planting a seed.
It's critical for the industry, and this applies, you know, for all the racing series, all the manufacturers, all, you know, the parts manufacturers, everybody. This is has to be addressed, and whatever we collectively as an industry are doing, we have to do it better. We all know. You guys have experienced it. I've experienced it. Kids love motorcycles.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, without a doubt.
They're in a car. Oh, yeah. So it's not what we have to pitch to these kids, and what we have to get them interested in is not the, that's not the problem. Go watch any kid at a motorcycle race or a rally around motorcycles. They love it. The question is, how can we as an industry do a better job of introducing the sport to kids? And we have to remember, it's a sport. And if you look at all the other sports that need to get kids involved, you know, they nurture them. You know, Little League Baseball, Pop Warner Football, soccer. You have to approach it with that same mentality,
right,
of getting them, wow, young and getting them interested. And that's really the space that we're trying to fill with our brand.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Well, I think it's awesome.
I think it really is. I think it's a great brand.
Yes.
And I'm going to get it for my future grandchildren.
You know, I would like you
or as gifts.
If you could send us a book to put on our desk.
Or a poster. Do you have a poster?
A poster, yeah.
Poster would be nice. If you guys have a little poster.
We are, you know, we're toying with the idea of doing some prints. You know, we're a new business, so we're just trying to be very judicious and really kind of think through all of our decisions. You know, mm-hmm, again, our big focus right now is to get our second book out for your viewers and listeners. Mm-hmm. The working title for our second book will be called Mimi and Moto Ride the Alphabet.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, that's going to be excellent.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
We're going to do it for a little bit. I would say ages 3 and up. There's definitely going to be some more text. Mm-hmm. You know, it wouldn't make any sense for us to try to target, you know, really young kids. But also, too, even with this first book, when we realize soon in the process that, you know, a lot of kids that are starting to read can really benefit from our first book because the text is big. There's not a lot of it. The second one will definitely be a little more text heavy, and we'll kind of go in that direction. So that is our goal. We are probably going to start to pre-sell it on the website. I think we'll probably do a some sort of crowdfunding effort to get some funds for that. Our biggest expenses for getting our next book out will be the illustration, and then obviously that first sort of printing. But, you know, we've just learned so much in the first year. My wife and I do not have a background in putting together a children's motorcycle brand, so everything is just a complete learning experience.
You should go on the Shark. You guys should go on the Shark with it.
Yeah, you know, I think we need a little bit more. For us, the key right now, the second book would legitimize us. You know, anybody can go do one. But once you do a second thing,
right,
just like you guys, you know, you do your first show, and then you do your second one. You start building that catalog. And, mm-hmm, and again, we don't look at ourselves as the book is sort of the foundation of it. But, you know, we certainly want to get to toys. And really, I think the big thing is at some point to have the opportunity to animate this either at the series level or at a movie level. You know, they've made series, yeah, and movies for kids about all different things. And, you know, last time I checked, I think we're well due for a really cool motorcycle-oriented one. And, you know, if you can get them plugged in that way, too, it's a fantastic tool for introducing children's motorcycles.
Yeah, definitely has great a future, definitely.
Oh, without a doubt.
I like it.
I think it's really cool. I really do.
Yeah, me too.
Now, what I did realize, because I heard, you know, I was listening in to the guy from Helite talking in, and he was going to set you guys up with one of those vests. The only mistake that we made in this interview, Johnny, is I should have sent you a copy of the book. So
right,
what I'm going to do is I'm going to get your guys' address. I'm going to send you a copy of the book. And what I think one in a future episode, maybe Mama Duke could read it to Johnny or Randy the Wrench.
I could do that. Actually, what I will do is I will bring our mascot Simba, who is a rescued pit bull,
yes,
and I will sit him next to me and read him the book.
I like how
Well, I think reading
he knows
to Johnny
the show already. I like that.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I can't read to Johnny. No way. Because then I would have to like give him a pacifier or something. You know, it wouldn't work.
You know,
he
Johnny
would fall
sitting
asleep.
On your lap?
No.
Let me get some breast milk.
No, he'd fall asleep. He would fall asleep without a doubt. Oh. So, but yes, if you want to, Johnny will email you or message you the address, and then we can actually have it on display.
Yes.
And yes, and we'll have a reading hour of Mimi and Moto.
Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely stay in touch with us.
I just think it's kind of important within the motorcycle community to push something like this too, because we're losing ridership. I mean, we really are. I mean, just in Harley alone, Harley's having a very serious
problem.
They just
closed one of their plants.
Yes, they're having a very serious problem because they're not getting new riders.
No, because they redesigned their motorcycles the wrong way.
Yeah, that too.
Well, yeah, but we won't go there. But anyway, but yes, I agree with Randy. So your book is actually, like you said, the fertilizer for the motorcycle industry to get kids young.
And they're keeping it universal, so it so that it's for it doesn't matter what you ride, just ride.
Right, just ride. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, there's another tagline. Doesn't matter what you ride, just ride.
Yeah, just ride.
I think too, the solution to as far as getting the industry, really cranking again, it's not one thing that has caused the problem, and it's not one thing that's gonna create the solution.
That's true.
And we're just trying to kind of fill that little part, the whole movement towards smaller bikes, smaller CC bikes, cheaper bikes, you have to make the barriers to entry as low as possible to get them in. So, again, I think if everybody, just does their part and recognize that it is a sport, it should be treated like a sport. And, again, that's our little niche that we're trying to fill up. We really appreciate it. I apologize that Nancy couldn't be here. Somebody has to take care of our daughter.
Yes.
We do thank you guys for your time.
Thank you.
Send our best to Nancy. Thank you again for calling in.
And I'll be in touch with you on Messenger.
That sounds perfect, Johnny. Thank you, guys. Have a great night.
All right,
take
you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
That really sounds excellent. We have that.
I think it's just really a wonderful thing. It's
It sounds... You want this little pluggy hole thing?
Yeah.
Hold on a second. It does. So I posted the link on our feed on Facebook, MimiAndMoto.com.
Okay.
So definitely... check it out.
I got a chance to look at some of it early this afternoon, but I was, I had short time to take a look at it, and I just think their Facebook page is cool. They show this kid, he's got to be, 3-4 years old, doing a drag race on this little extended drag bike and everything.
I think it's great. I dropped their link, too, for their Facebook page, so for everyone who's watching, listening now, look for it, if you want to view the most recent comments or whatever on the feed if you're watching on your home computer.
Okay.
Click on their Facebook link.
I'm going to finish our commercials because we couldn't finish them. So we'll be right back again.
I've been riding these Long Island roads for over 3 decades now. Had a lot of different bikes, met a lot of riders, managed to love every minute of it. That is, until I came across a driver who wasn't paying attention. Or even worse, driving like I didn't exist. Like you, I've seen my share of the tragic results of motorcycle accidents. I know what to do in the aftermath. I'm Mike Levine Esquire, and I'm one of you.
Get a lawyer who shares the road with you. Motorcycle Mike's your man.
Check out this guy. This is Blackbird, okay? Check out their video. This is their printing machine, all right? Now, these machines, okay? This is a BlackbirdFlightWear.com. Check them out, man. This is where we're getting our shirts from. And you can actually see them getting made right here. You know? They have all the printing machines. You can make as many prints as you want, any logos you want. And he ships all over the place, everywhere. So yeah, he actually does the shirts for the Blue Angels and stuff. So wait. We're in the dark here. Come on. We come back. He does all the shirts for the Blue Angels. Check them out.
It's screen printing, by the way. Not digital printing.
I believe he does embroidering also.
All right, well, we'll get the full thing.
Yeah, so check out BlackbirdFlightWear.com. Tell him that we sent you, and he'll probably do nothing, but hey, whatever, right?
Yeah, but check out his stuff.
He'll smack you. Oh, yeah, Johnny sent you? Get the fuck out of here. But check them out, man. That's where we're getting our shirts from, and high-quality shirts, man. So that's that, okay? Man, my voice is starting to really go now.
Oh, sucks for you.
Yeah, really. Maybe he'll
show up. Show up.
Johnny was having a nosebleed, and anybody cares. That's why he's kind of was turning his head.
Yeah,
down
I don't
right.
know why my home.
So for some reason. Probably from you know the dry heat or
yeah.
You know you using your hand too much over the weekend.
That could be it.
Could be. Could be a lot of other things too.
Yeah.
Well, it's just so brutally dry up here because of the cold weather.
Yeah, it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Actually, you know what? Yeah, it was a little warm. Was it warm a little bit? No.
It well,
actually...
it got a little bit warmer. So, Sunday. Randy, with we went through this once before. Do we have any other winter riding tips for our listeners
well,
and,
it,
and
depending
viewers?
Depending on where you are, but like right now, any place north, I mean, you if you're out riding, you catch a good day, you got to still watch for ice and snow and.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of that. That stuff will kill you. The other day, it rained so hard that even with the truck, you could feel it, that it was you were losing grip. You know what I mean? Because there was so much water on the road. You know, this time of the year, you have to. If you're going to be out riding at all, you got to be really, really careful. Because it's just the weather, between the weather and the conditions is just really tough.
Well, so let me ask you this, because somebody had mentioned this to me once when it came to rain. When it first starts to rain, it's not so much about you yourself getting wet, even if it's a light little drizzle rain. It's about you waiting to the oil that comes up from the road washes away.
Absolutely.
That can be initially when it rain starts.
Yes,
right.
That's one of the reasons why you pull over and have a cup of coffee for 5 or 10 minutes.
Especially if it hasn't rained for a while. Too.
Right. Right. Because of the on the major highways and stuff where there's a lot of traffic, it's the oil and the antifreeze
well,
and whatever on the road.
Because they use asphalt.
Right.
Because you get some nice warm weather, you'll get an oil that comes up out of that.
Right.
And it'll sit there. And then the minute the rain comes in, it starts to really just bring it right up. And then
it's like ice.
Yeah, it really is. It's brutal. So, it's sometimes it's not even the fact that they're you got to watch because people say, oh, you know, it's just the highly populated roads because the oil from the cars. It's not truly that. Mm. It's because of the asphalt.
The
also.
Asphalt itself.
So sometimes, you're on a back road and you think, oh, it's no big deal. Not a populated road. Next thing you know, you're in the bushes and then you wonder what happened. But you got to watch all the roads when it starts to rain. Yeah.
So, get yourself a cup of coffee, hang out for, 10, 15 minutes.
Let that shit go.
So the first layer of washes away and then you're safe and good to get on the...
See, most of us don't realize it because, if we're on the road and it starts to rain, we pull over.
Right.
To put...
Gear on.
So by the time you get done putting your gear on and everybody's, had a smoke and fooling around and playing around and going to the bathroom, whatever. You get back on the road, you don't notice it. So, a lot of times we don't even notice it because of what we're doing anyway.
Yep.
But if you're, if you really are on the road and you're going to stay there and you're already geared up or something, then you really need to
find a
bridge, pull over, take your 10 minutes,
Right.
Find a diner. I mean, there's diners there all over the road. You can just find a place to... Pull over, have a cup of coffee, or whatever.
So there you go.
Yep, and you know what? You can pull over and put your vest on. Your Heli vest.
You're supposed to be wearing it before
you.
You
should be wearing it
all
the time.
Time.
Anyway. That's the purpose
of it. If you forgot, all right.
If you forgot.
So hold on. Let me give my admins a shout out. Kim Roden, who's going to be on the show in a few weeks.
I know March 5th.
Right.
She'll be here in studio.
About a month, right?
Hanging out with us.
I'm super excited.
We're going to go to the Village Idiot for dinner the night before.
You're paying, right?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
With your money.
Nah.
Okay.
All right.
So what's up, Kim? We got Jane Morris. She's an awesome admin.
Mm-hmm. She is.
And she does an awesome job also with the, I didn't put it in here. Damn it, that's an idiot. The 9/11. Foundation, which is on our screen in the front, though.
Yes.
So, great job with that, Jane.
For that.
Yep. Yes.
That's a great course, yes.
Hello, Faith McKinney, another great admin. And she, I think I usually call her Heather by accident.
You always do.
I don't know why. But what's up, Faith? And, of course, we got Denise. Okay. Engelbretson.
Yes, finally, he got it right.
I got it right. All right. And, of course, we have... Rod Friedman Hondo.
And they
Hondo, he's like the warden, they don't get past the Hondo.
So let people know where the admin's from.
Well, I am getting to that next. Yeah. We got Live to Ride, Ride to Live.
It's a group on Facebook.
Yep.
Go answer the questions, and you too can be a member of the group.
What is it here?
What happened to my, it's a two-wheel thing. I just saw it.
Yeah.
You totally lost that.
I know.
Don't worry about it. But yep. Then also, there's It's a Two-Wheel Thing.
Yes.
Group on Facebook.
And go check out our friend Wayne Penix in Biker Trash Nation.
That's right. And what's coming up September 8th, folks? Camel City Bike Fest.
Camel City Bike Fest. We're trying to get to that. So
do not miss that.
Oh. Here's where it was. I made this before. And this is going to go. And you'll see the It's a Two-Wheel Thing there.
Can you pause it?
No.
Oh, there's Johnny Lang.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Live to Ride, Ride to Live.
Uh-huh.
Right?
The Village Idiot. Oh, okay.
And wait, hold on.
All right, let's get to it.
Frosties. Don't forget about Frosties.
That's right. The Frosties Biker
Cruise.
There
it is, 9/11. That's what I was putting this together earlier, and I didn't play it for some reason.
Okay.
All right, there it is.
There it is.
It's a two-wheel thing. All right.
So these are things we talk about on the show all the time. So now you just got to see this little slideshow that Johnny put together.
John Frew wants to know what his pick is. You send me the picks all the time.
Yeah, John. Send us a Facebook appropriate photo of you and we will post it on Facebook.
Yes.
But we did post his motorcycle. And finally, Johnny, after however long John Frew had that picture up of the motorcycle, was the only one that recognized the sign in the back. That it was a, what was it? An adult?
Yep.
Superstore.
Yes, it was.
For all your ping pong and vibrator racing needs.
Yes.
TexasIronRally.com. Go there and buy all your stuff.
That's
for your rally.
No, go bring it there for the rally.
Go to the, I wonder if they have an adult superstore in Texas.
I'm sure they do.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
The way he's talking, they have the main center there.
I will say this, though. My experiences in Texas were great because they do have a drive-through liquor store and ammunition. You can buy ammo and liquor at a drive-through window.
Yep. Don't even have to get out of the truck.
Don't even have to get out of the what you're supposed to drive a truck, but I was renting one. But I thought that was the best thing in the world. You know, they put it in a brown bag. They do everything right.
Exactly.
You know, the only thing I didn't like about my visit to Texas was they stopped serving liquor at midnight.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And some bars. I don't know if it's in all bars in the state, but they stopped serving booze at midnight, but you can bring your own. But there's some lore. And, you know, I was visiting near the Dallas-Fort Worth area, right. So maybe it's just there.
Who knows?
But, yeah, they closed the bar. So
New York, we have it all night long, right?
No,
4 a.m.
Well, 4 a.m. they can close,
yeah,
but
loose, though.
It depends. Most bars stop serving at 2 because it takes 2 hours to get you drunks out.
It depends on the bar. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't stay out till 4 o'clock in the morning anymore.
No, I can't do that no more. That used to be cool, getting home at 4 or 5 in the morning. Now it's like, oh, fuck.
You know what I've learned? What happens after midnight usually is not any good.
No good.
Yeah.
No good.
I'm not hanging out with you guys then.
But we're going to say goodbye because
we have 7 minutes till we get cut off.
I got something to play at the end.
Anyway, yeah, I know. We do. And Facebook, we want to thank everybody.
Yeah, thank everybody for joining us tonight.
Yep.
Go visit our sponsors. Go check out minimoto.com online. Go to helightmoto.com.
Yes.
Stripclubchoppers.com.
Doesn't Cycle Source have a deal on their subscriptions?
No, they have a better deal than our deal.
But they still have a deal on subscriptions.
Go to CycleSource.com and get your subscription to the best motorcycle magazine in the country.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. John Frew sent me a picture he wants me to put up.
Oh, of course. He always has to stall the delay of when on our show.
Don't call.
Don't call, John. Don't. Oh, we disconnected the phone anyway. Yeah. So
you can love this picture.
Oh, God. Are you really posting that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
I can't see it yet.
You know who that is?
I'm looking.
That's the man who made us famous.
Oh. So the photo you are about to see, because there's a delay or whatever, is good old Mike Axel.
Yep.
The original and one and only promoter for National Bike Week. Thank you. That put us on the map last year around this time. So thank you very much. There's him getting arrested.
I can't
so,
the second picture up.
That's fine. Thank you so much. John, thank you. Thank you, guys, everybody.
Yes.
We will see you. Yes, Denise, thank you so much. Denise, Red, everyone.
Yep. Everybody, we love yous all. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.